Mishnah that Beis Amid Aleph says that indeed it's always sufficient with the Reiv of Echod, whether to make the person pay or to acquit the person. And indeed in the Foshas, the Reiv of Echod is sufficient to pater the person if it's a split Sanhedrin. The 23 Dayanim are split, 12 say that he's pater, 11 say that he's chayiv, so that's Yotze mi Bezen Zakai. But if it would be the reverse, 12 say chayiv and 11 say potter, so you have a roiv that he deserves in infoshes, you can't acquit him, but you can't give him the death penalty, so you have to be yosifu shnayim, you have to add two. Because you have to have a minimum, in order to be mechayiv nisi, you have to have a minimum of roiv shnayim lechayiv. So the Gemara asks, at the end of the day, you never have a roiv shnayim lechayiv, you always have a roiv of shloisha. If you have a split vote of 23 dayanim, a split, 13 say chayiv mis and 10 say pater, so you have a rave of 3. How do you have a case of a rave of 2? So the Gemara says mashkachas lo and bezna gadol, and the rare cases, once in a century, once in 1,000 years, then the bezna gadol is dana novi asheker, or the dana kain gadol lemisa, or dana melech lemisa. So according to the opinion of Rabbi Yudit, the Tana Rabbi Yudit holds Bezna Gadol is only 70, and Echa b'muna al kula means that you have a mufalish of the Bezna on the side, you have a consultant, but the Bezna Gadol itself only consists of 70, so then you can have a split vote, so if it's 35-35, so you can't budge, and there's no Yosef Adayon, more than 70 you don't have. According to Rabbi Yudit, you never have more than 70, according to Rabbanan, you never have more than 71. You can't have bigger than that. So if you want to have a rive there, so you have to, they have to pilpul with each other until someone will change his mind. So if it'll be 36 to 34, then you have a rive of shnayim lechayiv. 36 say chayiv, 34 say potter. Then you have a rive of shnayim. So alibi rabbiudim ashkachas law by Bez Nagol. But shaloy alibi the rabbiudim. We don't assume like rabbiudim. We assume Bez Nagol. This yatzu shami mach is not only mishum shchina that v'atzaltim in aruch asher alecho, that the Hashuas Hashchina Moshe Rabbeinu should pass on to the other 70. No, it's you have to have Zatzur Shamimach together. There was a Bezna Gadol of 71. So also you never have a Rav of Shnayim. So the again, according to the Chacham, you don't even have a Bezna Gadol. So where do you have a case of a Rav of Shnayim? So the Gemara says, Mashkach Hasla, indeed in the Vashas. Mashkachas lo in a case a bezna a Sanhedrin ktane of 23, and one of them says any yodeya. So let's say you have a split vote. You have 12 to 10. 12 say chay misa, 10 say pata. So you have a rive of shnayim, but the 23rd dayan says any yodeya. So the one who says any yodeya, he can't be outvoted. That's a chiddush. Can't be outvoted. The question is why not? Bimanim shach. If he says the same as the 12, if it's going to turn out like the 12, it's going to be 13 to 10. It's going to say against them. So it'll be 13 to 11. So it should still be... Again, what do you have? Let's say you have a split vote. You have 12 to... Let's say you have 13 to 9, and one says any adeya. 13 say chayiv, and one says any adeya, and 9 say potter. So why can't you outvote the one, the 13 to 9, the 9 say pater, so they outvoted the 9. The one says any of there, why can't it be outvoted? Manav Shach, if he says that, if the real, his netiyas hadas will really turn out to be chayiv, so it's 14 to 9. So it's avada chayiv misin, if his netiyas hadas in the end, if they'll think about it some more, will be like the 9, so it'll be 13 to 10. So avada, so it's a strange thing. That's the assumption over here. When you say any idea can't be outvoted. Aloha, the one who says any idea can't be outvoted. So he gave a suggestion yesterday. That's problematic, though. Only when there's a clash, he's outvoted. Dr. Belkin once told over a very strange story. That Reb Shimon Shkop was here in America for a year, so he was giving shurim here in the yeshiva. So then, the Rabbonim in Europe, Rab Chaim Moshe and the other Rabbonim, sent letters that he should come back to Europe. He's more needed in Europe than in America. So he went back. He went back by boat. So Dr. Belkin went by taxi with Reb Shimon Shkop to the port to see him off. So he said, when he was in the choir with Reb Shimon, so he told him, if I would be Mesupik, whether it makes sense to go back to Europe, I would not be able to be outvoted. So I wouldn't go back. But because to me it absolutely makes no sense whatsoever that I should go back to Europe, because the Germans were taking over all of Europe. He said they're gonna kill all the Jews. And here in America, Orthodoxy was beginning to develop. So he thought that here's the place of the future. It's best to remain over here. So he says, if I would have been Mesupik, whether it makes sense or not to go back, I wouldn't be able to be outvoted, so then I would stay here. But because it absolutely makes no sense at all, that's why I'm outvoted. So I don't understand that story either. Okay, here I understand a little bit. Here I understand a little bit, but not too much in the Gemara either. But the Tushna for sure I don't understand. Okay, Maisa Shahoy. And then the end of the story was that they closed down his yeshiva, and then he died from, he got a heart attack, I think, afterwards. I don't think he was killed by the Nazis. He died from aggravation that they closed down his yeshiva. Then all the Talmidim had to run for their lives. Everybody had to run away from the Nazis. Taka made no sense at all that he should go back. So what did the Gemara say over here? So if you have a split vote, how do you have a roiv of shnayim? Indeed, in the first roiv of shnayim l'chayvim. You had a split vote, let's say 12 said chayv misa, and 10 say potter from misa, and 1 says any adair. So the 1 says any adair can't be outvoted. So you have to have your, so what do you do? So yosuf shnayim. So what if the shnayim, 1 says chayv, 1 says potter? So again yosuf shnayim. 1 says chayv, 1 says potter. Keep on going until you reach 71. Or 70, whichever it is. I leave it the Rebbe until you reach 70. Can't have a Sanhedrin bigger than 70. According to Rabbanan, this is Sanhedrin Tan is 23. Sanhedrin Gdoilo is the maximum you can have is 70 or 71. Okay. What do you do if it's a case of Dini Mominus? Also like that. You keep on your Sifu. Let's say it's a split vote. Let's say not a split vote. Let's say two say Chayev and 1 says Eni Yodea. So it's no good. You have to have your sifu shnayim. So you add 2. So let's say the 2 said chayiv, and 1 said any day. Now 2 say chayiv and 2 say potter. So now what do? So poshup shat, you keep on adding. Another 2 also. So you reach 71. That's what I thought was poshup shat. I think the Rambam writes like that. Until you reach 70 or 71. The Rabbuda until you reach 70. The Rabbon until you reach 71. So the same in Dini Mominus also, you keep on adding. The Ravid is Masig on that line in the Rambam also. The Rambam says the beginning of Perikhes in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Benjin Shenechlukum Mitzos Mar Mizakim Mitzos Mar Mechayiv. It's a mitzvah in our Torah to go Basura Vacharam Lahatas. He counts it in the Minyan on mitzvahs that they should proceed like this. And then he says the din is halacha base. Bezel shel shloshe shnechleku. One says any adaya, so yosifu. And he says you keep on going. Did he mom? He keep on going yosifu, till you reach shivim v'yechud. Till you reach shivim v'yechud. So the Ravid has a long hasoga there. So the Ravid writes, he's surprised with the Rambam. He had the impression that it's only in Dini Nefashis, where there's a Sanhedrin of 23 and a Sanhedrin of 71. So that's a Sanhedrin Tana, that's a Sanhedrin Doilo. Then the Din is Yosifu Adayonim from 23 till a maximum 71. But in Mamanis, he said it's just Yosifu Shnayim. So if you had originally a Bezna of 3, and 2 said Chayiv and 1 says Potter, and then 2 said chayv and 1 says potter, so you go basur. 2 said chayv and 1 says any odeya, so you add shnayim. So if the shnayim say potter, so 2 said chayv, 2 say potter, 1 says any odeya, so you're stuck and you don't go yosifu anymore. So what do? So they try to tilt till somebody changes his mind. Nobody wants to budge from his position. So it's a suffix. So whoever is musak keeps the money. He says that's the impression that he had. That Yosef would keep on Yosef until he reached 70, 71. That's only in the case of Dini Nefashis that you begin with what we call a Sanhedrin, And there's a concept of Sanhedrin Gdoila, 71. So the Sanhedrin Tana can expand till a number of 70 or 71. Depending on Rabbi Yudah, the Rabbanim. But in the Beis Din, you never go to 71. Interesting and Einfall. Okay, so the Rambam says that it applies both to Mamonis and to Nefoshes. And then there's another major, that's a major dispute. Then there's another major dispute between the Rambam and the Ravid. Let's say, when you had a Bezna of Mamonis, a Bezna of three, and two say Chayiv and one says Zeni Odeya, so for some mysterious reason, he's not outvoted. Okay, so you have to be Osifim. So then, after Mosifim, so how many members of the Bezin do you have? You started off with three. One said Eni Odeya, so you have to add another two. So the Rambam says, say, now you have five. So the Ravid says, how do you have five? Doesn't the Gemara say Beferish? Doesn't the Gemara say Beferish? One might have mistakenly thought that the one that says they're still a part of the Bezin. The Omer Milsef, he expresses an opinion later. First he says any idea. But if he pipes up later, after that you're going to be Yosifu. Shamin Alei, he's still a member of the Bezin. Komash Malon, the Gemara is telling me the Chiddush, the Amorim told me, the Hadukam in Adair command, the Lei say Domi. The Omer Time Alei Shamin Alei. He's no longer a member of the Bezin. He's no longer a member of the Bezin. So the Ravid asks on the Rambam, so what does he say? Harikan Chamisha? He started off with three, and one says Eni, two say Chai, one says Eni Adeya, so Masif and Shnayim, Nimtzu Chamisha, Noisim and Noisim Dova. How is it Chamisha? The Gemara says the one that says Eni Adeya is no longer a member of the Bezin. That's the Ravid Sasoga. So the Ravid understood that when the Gemara says his command it's both in Mominus and in Nefoshes. The Gemara happens to be talking about Nefoshes, this Gemara, because Gemara is trying to explain how do you ever have the din, the principle that the Mishnah derived from the Chumash, that in order to give the Oynish Mises Bezin, you need a Rav of Shnayim, a Rav of Echad is not enough. If it's a split vote, 12 to 11. 12 say Chai Mises, 11 say Pata, that's not good enough. You have to have a Rav of Shnayim. So the Gemara says, you never have a Rav of Shnayim. It's going to be a Rav of Shloisha. It's going to be 12, it's going to be 13 to 10. You never have a Rav of Shnayim. Because it's an odd number of members in the Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, either Bezin HaGadol, according to Rebbe Yehuda, that it's an even numbered Bezin, so you can have a Rav of Shnayim. Or, if one of the Dayam said, Eni Yodea, V'yosifu Shnayim, the one that says Eni Yodea is no longer a member of the Bezin. So it's going to be, so you started off with 23, we threw one off, so you have 22, and you add another two, it's 24. So if you have an even number Bezin, then it's possible to have a Rav of Shnayim. So the simple Gemara happens only to be talking about Nefoshes. Then a Dini Nefoshes, the one who says Eni Yodea is no longer a member of the Bezin, and therefore you don't have 25 members, you have 24. The 24 can have a split vote of how much you can have. You can have 13 to 11, and that'll be a Rav of Shnayim Lachayva. So the Gemara happens to be talking about dealing with Foshes, but the Ravid understands why should it be a difference between the Rambam here happens to be talking about Mominus, Perkes, or Bezin Shal Shloisha. The next Perk is going to talk about the Bezin Shal Din in the Foshes, what happens to Yosifu till you reach 70. But why should there be a difference between Mominus and Foshes? Should be the same thing. So the Kes Mishnah explains no. The Rambam thinks that when the Gemara says, Imamah Taima Loishaminan, how does it say? Lo Shaminin, that you don't listen to him. That's because we have a din on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. The Imar listed off Asara Chilukim Shabei Mominus Linefashis. But the one chiluk was that Mominus is sufficient the Bezin of 3, and the Fashis needs a Bezin of 23. Okay? That applies even to Sharan Iskal and even to Mesus Amediach. Then the other 9 differences, and the 23 does not apply to Malkus. Machlek Zatanoi, one time in the opening Mishnah says Malkus B'chav Gimel. We don't pass on the Kareb B'shmal, we pass on Malkus B'gimel. Then the other 9 chilukim between Mominus and the Foshes are all based on the concept of the Hitzilu Eder. You have to bend over backwards in order to acquit the person. So the Gemara says Malkus has, even though Malkus is Bishloisha, has the other nine chilukim between Mamnas and the Voshes. And even though Sharan Niskala is Bechav Gimel, and even though Mesis and Medich is also Bechav Gimel, but by Mesis it says L'sachma V'loisachas Olav, you don't bend over backwards to say V'hitzilu Eda. So the other nine chilukim do not apply. So one of those nine chilukim that's based on the concept of V'hitzilu Eda is Hamalamed Zuhus Enochus Hamalamed Choyva. That once you said, if a bezin, one of the dayanim said, I think that he's pater, and gives a whole explanation why, then later on he wants to say faket, so we don't let him speak. But it comes to the final vote, when they're tallying up the vote, how many said chayv, how many say pater, when you come to a maskana, then the Gemara says, we do allow him. You can't force him to stick to his original opinion. But we don't give him the schus adib, but to try to preach, to convince all the others to agree to his new position. So So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam understood our Gemara lo shamin alei just means if the one who said any of the Einadeh said means I'm not sure, maybe Chayv, maybe Potter. So if he would have said I think he's Potter, if he would want to change his mind later, we wouldn't allow him to change his mind to say Chayv. We would allow him when it comes to the vote, but we wouldn't allow him to give a whole, to preach a whole sermon, to give a whole explanation, to try to convince the others why he should be Chayv. So the one who says any adeya is misafek, that too is included in behitzilu eda. One who says any adeya means maybe he's pater, maybe he's pater, and I'll be malamet chayv. That's all it means. That's all it means. Loisha minalei. But it doesn't mean that he's no longer a member of the bezin. The Rambam understood that he is still a member of the bezin. So then the bezin. Let's say by dinin nefashos, you have a bezin of 23, and you had a split vote. You had. 12 said Chayiv, and 10 said Pater, and 1 says any Adeya. So the 1 says any Adeya can't be outvoted. So Yosifu Shnayim, but he's still a member of the Bezin. Yosifu Shnayim, now you have 25. So now the 2 added Dayanim, let's say they also split. 1 says like the 12 said Chayiv, now you have 13 said Chayiv, and 11 say Pater. And 1 says any Adeya. Are the numbers correct? Nachamal. Yeah. Originally it was 12 to 10, and 1 said any Adeya. So 1 says any Adeya can't be outvoted for some mysterious reason. Now you added 2 Dayanim, and they split. So 13 say Chayiv, and 11 say Pata, you have a Rav of Shnayim, but 1 says any Adeya. So the Rambam says, that's okay. The one who says any Adeya can't be outvoted if you need a Bezin of 23. But here you have a bezin of 25, so you have more than you have 14 people. Originally, what did we have? We had 12 said chayiv and 10 said pater, 1 said any idea. So the one who says any idea doesn't count as a vote. So you only have one says any idea. Commander Lesei Dami, he can't be mitzarif to the minion of 23. The psaka is only given by 22, not by 23. But then you added 2 dayanim, and now 13 say chayiv and 11 say pater, 1 says any idea. So you have. They have 24 dayanim giving opinions, so that's okay. Even though one says any day is still part of the bezin, that's not a problem. He says by mamonis also, you had a bezin of 3, and 2 said chayiv, and 1 says any day. So for some mysterious reason, 1 says any day can't be outvoted. So yasifu shnayim, you add another 2. You had 2, now you have 5 dayanim. Nosu medov. So let's say the five. So the two who added, let's say they'll split. So originally it was 2 said chayiv, 1 said any adeya. Now it's 3 say chayiv, 1 says potter, and 1 says any adeya. But 3 say chayiv, 1 says potter, so you have 4 votes that count. And a 5th vote says any adeya. Either the same one who said any adeya before still is consistently any adeya, he still can't be machriya, or one of the new ones who added, or someone else changed. The Rambam says, doesn't make a difference. Who says any idea now? The same as the first time or a new one? Bottom line, you have 4 votes that say explicitly what they want, so you can make a gmar din in this case, despite the fact that one says any idea.
If you start with a base din of five, and one says any idea, can you still pass it on that, or do you have to be...
That's a good question. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes a lot over here. Quotes a Rashbon, he quotes a Ramach, and he quotes a Rai, but he has a lot of quotations. So he quotes, the last quotation that he has is from the Ramach. The Rabbi wasn't the only one who wrote Hasogas on the Ramach. The Ramach also wrote consistent Hasogas. There's a Mishnah once in a while quotes, but there are many more Hasogas on Ramach. They tell the story about the Rishoner, that Rabbi Yisrael Rishoner once came into the Beis Medrash, and the Chassidim was screaming on top of their lungs, and then when he walked in, they stopped screaming. So he asked them, what were they talking about? So they were all embarrassed to say. So he kept on pressuring them, so they finally said, this one of them looked in the Mor Nevuchim, and the Mor Nevuchim says in one place that the Greek philosophers had a greater understanding of nature than the prophets, than the Via Yisrael. How can he say such a thing? That the Greek philosophers were greater than the Nevi'i Yisrael. So the Rishoner said that they shouldn't say anything negative about the Rambam. The Rambam is a holy tzaddik, and the Rambam is a direct descendant from David HaMelech. Does anybody say that? I don't even know. And the Rambam is right to be the Melech HaMashiach, and the Mishnah Torah was written as that was going to be the constitution of the new Medina. That's why he wrote halachas on everything. On Kotchim, on Taris, on Hilchas Malachim, he wrote on Kol HaTerakula, this is going to be the constitution. It wasn't intended as a Lom Dishes Sefer. That's why he doesn't give any Marim Kaimus. He says, just read the Tanakh in my book and you have everything there is to know. But the door wasn't Royal Akach, so that's why Min HaShemayim, they saw to it that Hasogas were written, and the generation wasn't Roy yet for the Melech HaMashiach. They shouldn't say anything negative about the Rambam. And what the Rambam meant over there, in the Mor Nevuchim, he's just meant the following. So he gave a Moshe L'mad over Doima, that the farmers never met the king. And on one occasion, the king announced that he's going to have a reception for the farmers, whoever has any problems, whoever needs any help, they should please come to the palace on Sunday morning. The palace doors are going to be open at 9 o'clock in the morning. Everybody should come and tell him whatever they need, and he'll see what he can do about it. So all the farmers came at 9 o'clock in the morning, and there was a big reception room. So they never saw such chandeliers before. They never saw such fancy drapes and paintings on the walls and carpets and all kinds of fancy things. And they're oohing and aahing and looking all over the place, and there are palace guards all over the place. So one farmer asked one of the palace guards, there were doors all over the place. He asked, which door is the king going to enter from? So he said, the door over there. So instead of looking at all of the paintings and looking at all the dresses and everything, he stood in front of the door. He didn't know what time the king was going to appear. After a couple of minutes, the door opened quietly and the king appeared. So he said to him, good morning, your majesty. So he said, what's your name? Yankel, what can I do for you? My horse died, I need another horse. So he says, okay, he writes down, Yankel needs a horse. Everybody else is zooming and eyeing and looking at the paintings. They didn't realize that the king had appeared. So the king sees no one's interested. So they closed the doors and he went back to his inner chambers. When they closed the doors, it made a big noise. When they opened the doors, it didn't make any noise. Just the farmer who was standing in front of the door, he met the king and he told him his need and he wrote it down. He said, I'll take care of it. The others, when the door slammed shut, then they realized that they missed their chance. So he said, the Rishoner gave this mashal. So he said, the same is true regarding what the Rambam said, the difference between the Nevi'i Yisrael, the prophets, and the Chachmei Umos HaOlam. The Chachmei Umos HaOlam was so awed, was so awestrucken by all this, by physics and chemistry and astronomy and everything, they kept on gazing at all of nature, and they missed the Gilui Shechina. And the Nevi Yisrael knew it, that if they're going to start gazing at all of the fantastic things of nature, they're going to miss the Rias Panei HaMelech. They're going to miss the Gilui Shechina. So the Navi Yeshayah sees the Gilui Shechina, the Navi Yecheskel, all the Nevi'im, they stood by the Melech to see the Gilui Shechina. So they weren't able to look at all the other things. Anyway, so the Ramach is one of those who wrote the Hasogas on the Rambam. Because the door, that's how the Rishoner said, the door wasn't Roy Lekach. So he quotes the Gemara in the first parak. In the beginning, on the first daf in the Masechta, the Gemara had a machlekes regarding Hoidos v'Halvos. The original pasuk of three times Elohim, Elohim, Elohim is really by Gzelos v'Chavolos, not by Hoidos v'Halvos. So should you assume that Min HaTorah, Erev Parshis Kosher, the requirement for Shloshes Smuchim is carried over from Gzeilus v'Chavolus to Hedos v'Alvos, and the fact that we allow a Bezin Shel Shlosha Hedyotos must be based on Shlichu Sayim, must be a Takana de Rabbonim, or should we say no, that Min HaTorah the need for Shlosha Smuchim only says by Gzeilus v'Chavolus and Ere Parshas Ein HaKosav Kam. So you don't learn out Hedos v'Alvos from Gzeilus v'Chavolus, and then it's just the reverse, by Hedos v'Alvos Min HaTorah Chad Dami Kosher Chad Pashib Shat Chad Hedyot. The way we learn Pashib Shat, the Rambam seems to learn Chad Samach, but the Rashi and Tosfos learn Chad Hedyot is good. It's only with the Rabbanan that we say Al Tehidon Yichidi Shindad Yichidi Ala Echad, that L'Hatchili Need Shloisha Bapri Eved Shnaim Shadonu, the name didn't even Chad Nami Kosher. Not only Shnaim Shadonu, this is proofs in the Gemara Chad Nami Kosher Bidi Eved. So the Gemara has the Kasha 10 lines from the bottom of Hey Amid Beis. Gemara has the Kasha Esvi Rova L'Rav Nachman. The Mishnah says later, Lekamon Chavtes, Avidu Shnaim Zak, Mishnaim Chav Echad Amin Eidea, Yosifu Adayonim. Why do you need Yosifu Adayonim? Shnaim Amin Chayiv, Shnaim Amin Pot, the third one says, Ein Eidea, so true, he can't be outvoted for some mysterious reason. But let it be Shnaim Shadonu, Lechat Chilu, Shnaim Shadonu is a Bezen Chotzuf. You shouldn't do it, but this is Shem Pidi Evid. Originally, they sat down al das shloisha, and one of them comes up with a nine file any idea. It can't be machriya. He sees both of the tzadim any idea. So let it be like b'di'evit. Shnaim shadona b'di'evit is dinam din. So the Gemara answers shiny horse and the meikara daita the telosi yisivu. So on that Gemara, so the Ramach asks on the Rambam. Ramach asks the kasha on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say if you started a din Torah with three and two say chayev mominus? Two said Chayv, one says any Adaya. So you have to be Yosifu Adayonim. Yosifu Adayonim. So now you have five. Okay, now you have five. So if the two who added split, so now you have instead of two say Chayv and one says any Adaya, let's say three say Chayv, one says Potter, and one says any Adaya. So the Rambam says that's fine, because it's 3-1. It's 3-1. The one that says hey, they are still part of the Bezin. The Rambam understood apparently the Gemara. Yama Taima Leshaminale is only in Dina Nefoshes. If he wants to say Lechiyav Leshaminale, because since he said any Adaya, we have to go Lechumah to treat it as if he said Potter Amalamet Zchus Ein Chayz Amalamet Chayva. But in Dina Mamas Amalamet Zchus is Chayz Amalamet Chayva. What's a Zchus for one is a Chayva for the other. So it's not fair to say such a Dina Mamas. That's the reason for all the nine chilukim. Because the moment is, he can't say the hitzilu to bend over backwards, give him a break. Give a break to one, it's l'chayva of the other one. In the fashas, there's only one person whom you're being done. So the Rambam says, if you had three, and one says any day, you see for shnaim, now you have five. The one that says any day is still part of the bezin. So now if it's a split vote, three say one way, one says the other way, and one says any day, so you have a vote of four people. So you don't have to outvote the one who said any day. Ignore him. So you have a roiv of shnayim. You have a roiv of shnayim. So the Ramach said, but what happened? Meikora daita de chamisha yisivu. What happened to the Gemara there? So that was when we learned that Gemara. So we raised various possibilities. So one Rav Soloveitchik suggested. So one pshat could be three is a bezin. The Rambam paskins. By so the Rambam says, even though the Ksaisa Choshen quoted this Rambam, this was a famous Rambam, even though Min HaTorah Chad Nami Kosher, but it's not considered a Bezin. Chad Nami Kosher is like, yes, Geshayla to Achochem and Yerideya, yes, Geshayla and Hilchas Nida, yes, Geshayla and Hilchas Shabbos. So there's no concept of a Bezin. You don't need a Bezin to Paskin. Hilchas Shabbos, Achochem Shehigil Dohiro. You have a Tam Achochem and those Alochas gives you a Psak. It's a chiddush that you need a bezin by gzeilus achavolus. That itself is a chiddush that you need shlosha smuchim. Why shouldn't it be like hayruasi sevehta? So the Rambam passing is that chiddush only applies to gzeilus achavolus. And then in the fashas, of course, need a bezin. But hayduos vavos doesn't need a bezin at all. Chadam because it means you don't need a bezin. You just need a psak of a chochem. So the Gemara says, even though you don't need a bezin, but if you did convene a bezin on it, it's nitfas in a bezin. Let's say you don't need a bezin in Hilchas Shabbos. But let's say, yes, you presented the shadat to three, a panel of three rabbanim, and two rabbanim say what the din is, and one says any adaya. So you're going to say you have to be yosifu adayonim. Why yosifu? Because the one who says any adaya can't be outvoted. So dal mehocha, the one who said any adaya. So you have two rabbanim from the panel said what the din is. The Pashtus is that it's not Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Kashrus and Hilchas Taras HaMishpacha. It's not in Nitvas and Ebezin. Haidos Lavois, the Rambam says, Afo Pishim and Atorah Chad HaMikosher, Ein HaHaidoa Shalafana Chashib HaHaidoa B'Bezin. It's not called the Bezin until you have Shloshim. But if you have Shloshim and Haidos Lavois, it is Nitvas and Ebezin, just like Zeles Vachavolis requires a Bezin. Haidos Lavois doesn't require a Bezin, but it's Nitvas and Ebezin. So one way to read the Gemara is simply, the Gemara asked the Kasha and Shmuel, how can Shmuel say Shnaim Shadon Dinem Din B'di Eved? What about the Mishnah Chavtes that says the Bezin of three was split to say one way, one says any day, Yosifu. Why Yosifu? It's already B'di Eved. You can't say they violated Bezin Chatzuf. It's already B'di Eved. Farfal, two said Chayev, one says any day. The Gemara says, no, Shani Hossam, since they convened the Bezin of Shlosha, that's a Bezin, so it's Nitvas in a Bezin. If it's Nitvas and Ebezin already, then the Psa cannot be given by Heroi Sisavehata. But let's say they started off with 5 or with 10. So is there Aloha? Do you need Dafke the same number that you started with? So it could be that it doesn't apply in such a case. Could be they started Lachatrila with a Bezin of 10. That's in Shulchan Aruch they talk about. Asara Shiyoshu. In the Gemaras they talk about Asara Shiyoshu. So the Achronim is, how can I have a Sarashiosh? What happened to the din of Eid Beis and Shokul? So I mentioned yesterday that the Stipler has a whole essay. He quotes all the suggestions, he knocks everything down. So he says, the only reasonable answer is what the Shara Mishpat says. Mishpat, I think, was a rabbi in Italy. He was a Mechutin. I don't know what happened. He was a Mechutin of the Rebbe Yehuda. How did the Rebbe Yehuda's son marry the daughter if lived in a different country? What they met in Eretz Yisrael. How did the Rebbe Yehuda's son meet the daughter of the Shara Mishpat? I don't know. Shara Mishpat is a very good sefer, Chash Mishpat. That just recently they reprinted it in a fancier edition with all the footnotes and all the marmakimus on the bottom of the page. Now it's gore fancy. So the Stipler writes, he thinks the best answer to this Pella is what Shara Mishpat said, he mentioned yesterday, that limud that they learned from the Pasuk, Ein Bezin Shokol, is not a klal that applies today. When you're convening a bezin, it's a klal for the Tanoim. When you're darshaning with the psukim to establish the minimum number of a bezin, then halacha says en bezin shok. We have an exception to that rule also. Hakakos tisha v'koy. That when you make the shabbos of karka for the purpose of mikpoidim and ahegdash, so it's a bezin of 10. And the Gemara learned that from psukim. So Tosha says, how can it be asora tisha v'koy? And what happened to the rule of en bezin shokul? So that's a pella. That's a yotzim and a klal. We don't know why is it a yotzim and a klal. Yeah, so again, so it could be there were three suggestions on the Gemara. It could be that Pshat Gemara Shani Hossam Mekor Daita the Tlosi Yisivu means Shnaim Shadona the name Din is not Betoris Bezin, it's Betoris Psak Hayro Sisa the Heter. So Hayro is good enough. Shmuel said Menatora Chadam Bikasha by Hedos Lavos, you don't need a Bezin. But if you don't need a Bezin for Hedos Lavos. But since Gzeles Vachavolos do need a Bezin, so Hedos Vavos, it will be Nitvas in a Bezin. So Meyukor Atai to the Bezin Yisivu, so you can't give a Psak without a Bezin. But let's say they start off with a Bezin of 10, so you don't need all 10 have to give in a vote. Let's say there's a split vote, 7 say one way, 2 say the other way, and one says any Adaya. So who says you need a Bezin of 10? You have a Bezin, you already have 3. And that would be a good Psak. That's one way to read the Gemara. Another way to read the Gemara is the way the Kesem Mishnah suggests. The Ramach is right, that just like the Ramach clearly understood Shain Hasan Mekor Adaita, the Tlosi Yesivu, is not because Echod is not a Bezin and a Shlosha is a Bezin. There was some Rishonim who held the theory that Echod, Chadnami Koshev, is a Bezin. That's what we had. There were two Tosfos in Yevamos, one daf after the other, which contradicted each other. According to the opinion in the Gemara that Menatorah Chadnami Kosher, so how much of the bezin do you need by a ger? The Gemara says ger tzarch shlosha mishpat ktibbe. When you toivel a ger in a bezin, when you toivel a ger in the mikveh, so you need a bezin should be present. So how big a bezin do you require? So the Gemara says ger tzarch shlosha mishpat ktibbe. So Tose asks, how do you know that you need like a mishpat of gzeles vachavolos? Maybe it's good like a mishpat of hodos vavos achad nami kosher. So one Tose, the Tose in Sanhedrin, and one Tose in Yevamos said, Chadnami kosher is not a bezin. Chadnami kosher means it's betoris hayruasis of the heter. By the ger, there's nothing to pasken about. You ask a child, everybody knows. There's no shaila. Before he's tovel in the mikveh, he's not Jewish. After he's tovel in the mikveh, he is Jewish. There is no deal. There's no masa matan. There's no shakla v'tayin. There's nothing to discuss. It's a bezin l'kiyam adover. So you need a bezin. L'kiyam adover. Chadna mikosher is that you don't need a bezin. Chadna mikosher b'toris ha'rosi z'vehet. So everyone would agree, even if you're men, atara chadna mikosher, by dos valvos, but by a ger, certainly you would need a bezin of shloisha. Because less than shloisha is not a bezin. Then the other day in Tosfos held not so. Chadna mikosher is a bezin. And according to that opinion, it would be chadna mikosher by a ger. The Rashash pointed out that there are two Tosfos in a daf apart from each other, both in the same mesichta. This we have, there's a common fact that a lot of times there's a Tosfos in one mesichta contradicts a Tosfos in the other mesichta. They're different Balei HaTosfos. There were always different Balei HaTosfos. Sometimes in the same mesichta they have a machlokes. So this is not so uncommon. You have a stir between a Tosfos and one mesichta. Tosfos and the other Masechta. Yeah, here you have a steer between two Tosfos and the same Masechta. They don't attach any names. This is a Stam Tosfos, that's a Stam Tosfos. That's unusual. A daf apart from each other, that's unusual. But there were two opinions about that. So the first pshat in the Gemara, Shani Hosam, the Kar Daita, the Tlosi Yesivu, is only, it means you can't have a psak of Shnaim Shadonu here, Shnaim Shadonu, but Torah Sairosi, said the Heter, and a Daita, the Tlosi Yesivu means since there was a Tchilas Yeshiva's Bezdin on the case, the Psak cannot be issued anymore by Hirasi Sevehet. The Ramach didn't learn like that, because the Ramach said, if you start off with a Bezdin of 5, yes, the Kasha, you start with a Bezdin of 3, 2 said one way and 1 said any there, so Yosifu Shnai. Nimsu Chamisha, Nosim and Nosim Medover, the Ramach says, because 1 said any there, they're still part of the Bezdin. So you have Nimsu Chamisha, Nosim and Nosim. So now what's the din now? So the Rambam says if it's going to be a split psak, 3 say one way, 1 says the other way, and 1 says any idea, whether the one who says any idea is the same one who said before any idea, or the one who said any idea already voices an opinion, and a new person says someone else has any idea, so it's 3 to 1 to 1, so that's good. So the Ramach is masik on the Rambam. How can you say that? Shani hoch on mei kora daita de chamishi yisivu. So what do you mean daita de chamishi yisivu? So he thinks it's not pshat, since you started off with a bezin, you can't give a psak of hirosi sevehetah. No, if you start with a bezin of 5, you can't give a psak with a bezin of 3. And he was of the opinion that even though you started with a bezin of 3, but since one said any then, the halacha requires yosifu, so now the halacha says you have a bezin of 5. You have to have a psak given by 5. That's his hasog on the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah says it's not a kasha. So I would have said it's not a kasha. The Gemara and Daf Heyomid base only meant in that case. He started with a bezin, so you can't have a psak b'toras shalom b'toras bezin. Because Mishnah says no. Even if you started with a bezin of 5, you can have a psak with a bezin of 3. It wasn't a daita de chamishi yesivu. He says it was originally a daita de tlosi yesivu. But since 2 said one way, 1 said any daya, so we can't function. So the din said yesivu, but you really didn't want to start off with a bezin of 5. You really started off with a bezin of 3. Said the Kesef Mishnah says that's the teretz on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that it doesn't apply in this case. That's a different way to read the Gemara. Shani Hasam Ekora. If it would have been a daita de chamisho, if melechatchila the baladinim decided we want to have a bezin of 10, it's a complicated case. Sometimes you have big dinim ominous cases where there are millions of dollars involved, and the baladinim are afraid just to have 3 dayonim. They're afraid someone might make a mistake, so they prefer to pay more money for the din Torah and have 5 dayonim or 10 dayonim. So let's say they decided they want to have 10 dayonim on the case. And one of the 10 dayonim, now say one way, one says any adaya. So according to this Ramach with the Kesef Mishnah, you say, Shiny horse may call a daita da sori yisivu. And you can't have a psak that's only from 9. If that's what they wanted, l'chatchila, a yeshiva's bezin of 10, you have to have a psak from all 10. So again, so the Rambam so the Gemara was trying to figure out the Mishnah. How do you ever have a case? How do you ever have the original din that the Mishnah formulates? Like if you have a roiv of Shnayim, Lechi of Misan, din in the Farshad, that's good enough. It's never going to come up. It's always going to be either a roiv of Shloisha. It's never going to be a roiv of Shnayim, because it's in odd number of dayanim. It's 23 dayanim. So the Gemara says, either does not go to the Rebuta, okay, it'll be a Rav Shnayim, or if you have a Sanhedrin of 23, and one says any day of Yasifa dayanim, so let's say, what was the case again? 10 said Chayiv Misa, and 12 said Chayiv Misa, and 10 say Potter, and the third and the 23rd dayan says any day. 10 say Chayiv, again, 13 say, let's go again. 12 dayanim say chayiv misa, and 10 dayanim say pater, and one says any adeya, so he paralyzed the bezin. So you have to have yasifu shnayim. So the Rambam says now instead of 23, you have 25. So now if the two who are added are going to split also, so instead of 12 to 10, you're going to have 13 to 11, and one says any adeya. Whether it's the same one who said any adeya, it's a different one who says any adeya. It doesn't make a difference if you have 12. If you originally had 12 to 10, and one said any day, now you have 13 to 11, and one says any day. So you don't say, Mei Korah Daita the 25 Yesivu. You don't say that, like the Kesem Mishnah answers. No, it's Mei Korah Daita the 23 Yesivu. So since you only need 23 votes, and you have 25 people on the bezin, one says any day, so you have 24 votes are being listened to. So you haven't. It doesn't mean you have an even number bezin. The Ravid said, the one who says any day is command, the lazy dumb is an even number bezin. The Rambam didn't think like that. The Rambam said, Isham, Iyom and Milsa, Lesha Minale only means if he'll say Malamid Chayva, we won't listen. Because the one who says any day is like saying, I'm not sure, maybe he's Potter. So Malamid Chus, Ene Chayz, Malamid Chayva. But it's an odd number bezin of 25. But let's say he still says any adeya, or he changes his mind, one of the others says any adeya. So you have a vote now. Nachamal, you have 13 to 11. It's a roiv of shnaim lechiyuv. And the 25th person says any adeya. So the Rambam says in such a case, a roiv of shnaim lechiyuv gets the death penalty. Because you don't have to outvote the one who said any adeya. You have enough, you have more than 23 without him. That's the Rambam's pshat in the Gemara.
Is Rebbe saying that as a kasha on the Kesem Mishnah?
What do you say?
Is
Rebbe
saying that as a kasha on the Kesem Mishnah?
Can you scream a little louder?
Is Rebbe saying that as a kasha on the Kesem Mishnah just now?
What I say, what?
Just now, is that a kasha on the Kesem Mishnah? The way he's
is that a kasha on the Kesem Mishnah?
Yeah?
The way Rebbe is just explaining it. That's a kasha on the Kesem Mishnah?
No, that's pshat in the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam learned the Gemara that it only goes on the Foshas. That if you say any adeya, you don't throw him. The Rambam says he's still counted in the bezna. It's against the Gemara. So the Kesem Mishnah says the Rambam holds, the Rabbi holds he's no longer a member of the bezna. Bezna only has an even number of dayanim. Only has 24 dayanim. You start off with 23. One said any day, you have 22. So then you add 2, is 24. So you only have 24. Now if you have a split vote of, how much do you have? 13 to 11. So it's a roiv of shnayim. The Rambam says no. You have 25, and you have a split vote, 13 to 11, and once there's any adeya, whether it's the same one before or a different one, doesn't make a difference. So the Rambam says the one who says any adeya is not, can't be outvoted, that it should be oil or a minion. So you don't need him for the minion. You already have a minion of 23. So the Rambam says in that case, it's not going to be an even number of the bezin, it's still going to be an odd number. But the one who said any day is not needed anymore because you have the number of 23 without him. Same by Mominus, they have the number of 23 without him.
According to the Ravid, what's the svara to be most of two dayanim? Meaning, according to the Ravid, what's the svara to be most of two dayanim? According to the Rambam, so it sounds like you're still trying to keep Beis Din Nota. But according to the Ravid, why is it two?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. The Ravid says that sometimes you only moisif echad. I'm not sure. It's a long Ravid. He has a few things to say. So I said over part of the Ravid. I didn't say over the whole Ravid. At the end, he has some cases where he thinks you're only moisif echad. So you got to work on that too. I don't know. Okay. So this is a famous machlekes. The Rambam and the Ravid had this gemara.
According to the Rambam, after when you're Mosif and Shnayim to a Bezin of Shlosha, So you have chamisha, and the Rambam says that you have four who express an opinion, and one says eni yodea, so then you pass them with those four. Why wouldn't that be true even if you have three expressing an opinion and two saying eni yodea? Why wouldn't you pass them with those three? Rambam only gives cases where you have four saying one way and one saying eni yodea.
What if it's three and two saying eni yodea?
Yeah.
Probably the same thing.
Why does the Rambam mention that? Why does the Rambam only say when you have four expressing an opinion?
I don't think it's mukhayif to give every single case in the world. Okay, I would assume that. Who are the other? Same thing. I would think so. Okay. The next Gemara is a very famous Gemara. Omar Avkana, four lines from the bottom. Omar Avkana, Sanhedri, Shiro, Kulam, Lechoiva, Poitre, Moso, only applies in Dini Nefoshes. Doesn't apply in Mominus. In Dini Nefoshes, Shaila, if it applies to Malchus also. All the nine Dini Hatzolah are carried over to Malchus also. What about this? So that's a Dion. So what does it say? Sanhedrin, Shiro, Kulam, Lechoiva, Poitre, Moso. Why? My timer. Kevin, Nigmiri, Halonas, Adin, Lemevele, Schusa. One of the nine dinim, the nine chilukim between mamonis and nefoshes, says halonas adin. That in mamonis, that the bezin paskin is chayiv, so the bezin paskin today chayiv, they make him pay today. And the nefoshes, they say chayiv, they have to think it over overnight. Then reconvene tomorrow morning and discuss it again, and then have a second vote tomorrow, and then they give the einish misa. So since you need halonas adin, the mevelei schusa, to try to think it over, someone might change his mind. And since they all said chayv hadi, so lo chazal eschus. It's not shaykh, they're not going to find any eschus for him. So halonas hadin is likuva. If it's not possible to have a meaningful halonas hadin is that maybe someone will change his mind. And what if you had a split vote yet, so you had 23 dayanim, 13 dayanim said chayv misa, and 10 said potter. Then they reconvene tomorrow and everybody sticks to their guns. The 13 say chayv and the 10 say pot, and they keep on screaming, same as they said yesterday. So the halonas hadin didn't accomplish anything at all. Everybody's still with their fierce opinion, screaming at each other. So you're going to say, you didn't accomplish anything with the halonas hadin? So because over here we know in advance, not shayach, so halonas hadin is ma'akeh b'dieved. It's a very strange din. Very strange din over here. So this is Sefer Chamra Bechaya on Sanhedrin. It's a likut, it's like a Shita Mukubetzis. It's a likut that was put together by the Knesset HaGdoyla. Knesset HaGdoyla itself is a likut. Everybody knows the Beis Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Kara wrote on the tour, he made a likut of all the Gemaras and all the Rishayim and all the Achrayim up until his day. Then Rabbi Yosef Kara passed away. So there were other Achrayim after Rabbi Yosef Kara. So a century later, the Knesset HaGdoyla made a likut of all of the Svarim that the Beis Yosef didn't have access to. Then this is Sefer Shari Knesset HaGdoyla, whatever was left out from the Knesset HaGdoyla. Then 100 years later, the Birkei Yosef wrote the Likud of all the Svarim that were not available, of Kisvei Yad from the Meiri and Kisvei Yad from Rishonim, that were not available to the Beis Yosef, and Achrayim who wrote after the Beis Yosef and after the next Knesset HaGdoyla. So the Beis Yosef wrote the Birkei Yosef. Then the Chido wrote the Birkei Yosef. Then later in life he wrote Shiore Bracha. Shiore Bracha is what he left out from his Birkei Yosef original. So there are a lot of likutim. So the Knesset HaGdoyla is a likut on Arba Chelka Shulchan Aruch. So the one who made that likut, I think he lived in the 1600s. The one who made that likut put out a sefer on Sanhedrin. That's a classic. It's known as Chamra V'chai. So he quotes over here Arishan Rabbeinu Meir. We're not sure exactly who this Rabbeinu Meir is because it doesn't correspond. So what it says in the Yad Ramah here, so it doesn't seem to me the Yad Ramah, he says, Sanhedrin she poskel kulam lechava poitre moisa means you don't need halonas adin. Halonas adin is not miyake. In a normal case, when the bezin comes to the conclusion that he's chayv misa, you have to think it over overnight. Maybe some of the dayanim will change their mind. But if everybody agrees that he's chayv misa, so no one's going to change their mind overnight. So you kill him right away. Poach Mosa Miyad means you kill him right away. You don't have to wait overnight. Just the reverse. Poach Mosa means you patter him up. You kill him today. My timer. Cave and Digmiri Halonas Adin, the Mevelei Schusa. The whole purpose of Halonas Adin, maybe someone will change their mind. Here it's so obvious. It's open and shut case. Of course he's Chai Misa. So lo Chazal Eschusa. Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmima, has a big autobiography, a three-volume autobiography. So he writes all kinds of interesting comments on Gemara, all kinds of things. So he writes that he came across this pshat and he thought that it's so gewaltig, and he showed it to his father. His father was the author of the Aruch HaShulchan, and his father said, hey, that's an interesting pshat. I don't know what I would paskin. If a case would come up and I would be a dying in the bezin, I don't know what I would paskin. We should look in the Aruch HaShulchan HaSid. What does he have over here? Does it correspond to what his son quoted in his name? Anyway, here on this din, the Rambam quotes this halacha. Perek Ches is about the bezin of Shloisha. Somebody says any idea. Perek Ches about the din in the Foshes. Somebody says any idea. So the Rambam starts Perek Ches. Sanhedrin sheposchol kulam din in the Foshes tchila. V'yom kulam chayiv hareze poter. The Rambam knows the Poshe Pshat. The Poshe Pshat in the Rambam is like the Poshe Pshat in the Gemara L'chayra, that they have to acquit him. But he adds on two words, sheposchol kulam tchila, that their instinctive reaction was, let's say you had a bezin of 23, and they're presented with a case of din in the Foshes, and they're fighting back and forth, pilpul, 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 and then some of those who said Chai Misa gave such a good argument that all those who said they think he's potter, they all changed their mind, and they all came to the unanimous conclusion that he's Chai Misa after a long pilpul, after a long fight. But it wasn't poskul kulam tchila. It's not that their instinctive reaction right away was absolutely Chai Misa. No. There was an argument, and then a whole mass of matan back and forth, and then the mechayvim convinced the mezakim that they should change their minds, and then it came out the unanimous vote that is chayv misa. So the Rambam sounds like he holds in such a case there would be din in the first, there would be an einish misa, only poskol kulam tchila. That's what the Rambam is mashi. He's changing a little bit the loshon agmar. The Yad Ramah has something like that also along the same lines. Here in the Rambam, in the regular editions of the Rambam, here they have on the side, this is the Frankel edition. Yesterday I couldn't read the regular edition. They arrive at the letters are so tiny, so that's why I needed this edition. So in the regular edition, they have on the bottom of the page, right below the Rambam, and here they have it in the Shinui Nischos, that in the Venice edition, in the Tfus Venezia, the Nusach is in the Rambam, Sanhedrin Gedoylo, Shepaschal Kulam, Lechaiva, is Pata. Why should it only apply to Sanhedrin Gedoylo? Shouldn't apply to Sanhedrin Tana?
Mira points out that the Rambam only means Sanhedrin Gatana when he says it. If he just says Sanhedrin, you don't need the...
I didn't hear anything.
He said that you said in the past that whenever the Rambam says Sanhedrin, he means Sanhedrin. You said Gedola, but he has to say Katana explicitly.
Uh huh. Is that so?
That's in the Rav.
I means so even if you don't have the Gerus Sanhedrin Gedola.
The Rav said that. It wasn't
the Rav said that.
Who says that?
Soloveitchik.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, here there's such a Gerus in the Rambam that it says Bever Sanhedrin Gedola.
Because it takes away Tchila. The Rambam also takes away Chile here, the Venice edition.
Yeah. Ah, okay. So why should anybody think that it only applies to Sanhedrin Gedol? So the Osameach has a suggestion on this. The Rav Soloveitchik was not happy with. The Osameach raises a question. In this case in the Gemara, we have a din, one of the nine dinim of where we distinguish between Mammonis and Nefashis is if Yotzmi bezin zakai e machzir mosel lechoyva. It's nechayev machzir mosel lezchus. Let's say there was a vote in the bezin, and the bezin says the guy is potter from misa. Then the bezin changes their mind. They think they made a mistake. So the Gemara says it depends how serious a mistake did they make. If they made a mistake in a halacha b'dovish atzduk in modibo, a mistake based on Chumash, Torah Shebetzav, then the original psak was a hairoa betois. It's not called a hairoa at all. It's not even called there's a hairoa and a choina, then there's a hairoa betois, and then there's dvarim betelu. So let's say they make a mistake, Torah b'dovish atzduk in modibo. They made a mistake in the area of Torah Shebetzav. That's not called a hairoa betois. That's not called a hairoa at all. If they made a mistake in Torah Shabbat Peh, Dovah Sheina Tzdukim Mod Nebo, so then sometimes it's a Hirah Nechoina. If it's a mistake, then it's a Hirah B'Toyos. So the Gemara says, Tov B'Dovah Sheina Tzdukim Mod Nebo, you don't apply this din. Yotzim Ibezin Zakai Machzir Mosa Lechoiva. Or, let's say the first time they acquitted the person based on witnesses that testified. Then another pair of witnesses come to be mazim, the first pair of witnesses. And then it comes out that the facts were incorrect. So that's worse than a tov, davashat, stuk, and modabo. That was mamish, a mistake. The psak was mamish based on false evidence, based on mistaken facts. The facts were not true. So then the din doesn't apply. So the Yosamech raises a question, what would be the din in such a case? If you read the Gemara Kipshuto, Sanhedrin, Shiro Kulam Lachavit Pocher Mosa means that they acquit him. They paskin, they have to give a psak, you are putter, and Yotzim Ibezin Zakai, therefore you cannot bring him to another Beznit. Or maybe it means, Pocher Mosa means, the hands are tied. They can't function on the case. Another Beznit will be able to function on the case. This Sanhedrin can't function. But it doesn't mean Pocher Mosa, not called Yotzim Ibezin putter. Another Bezin will be able to. So that's what the Osamech makes a suggestion. Maybe, according to that Girsas, and Hedrik Derdoshe Posko, Kulam Lachoiva, Pocher Moso, maybe it's only Sanhedrin Gedoyla. Once the Sanhedrin Gedoyla dealt with a case, so it's like Shani Hosen, Meikora, Adaita the Tlosa Yesivu. You only need a Bezin Agodol for Koyin Godol to be done a Koyin Godol and a Melech. And a Nasi Asevet, and a, who was the other one? The Novi Asheker, and rare cases. A normal case of dealing the Farshis is enough with the Sanhedrin Tana. But let's say the Sanhedrin Tana had nothing to do, and they brought them a case of Ritzicha, they brought them a case of Chil Shabbos. So there's room to say that it's Nitvas and a Bezna Godel. So if the Bezna Godel started to be done a case, maybe we'll say there also, Shiny Horse and Mekar Adaita, Ayin Aleph Yisivu. You can no longer be done the case with Chav Gimel. So maybe that's why the Rambam, maybe if that's the correct reading in the Rambam, it may be only Sanhedrin Gedolah Shepasko Kulam Lachavet Pocher Moisoi, because Pocher Mo doesn't mean that we pass on his potter. How can you pass on potter? He's really chayiv. But we can't administer the Misa because Halonas Adin is Li'ikuva. Here the Halonas Adin is not meaningful. No one's going to change their mind over here. And no lower court can be done the case. But let's say if a lower Bezin, if a Sanhedrin Tana was done a case of Chilu Shabbos, Abol Eish Hashish, or Avodah Zarah, or something, and then it turned out that they can't do Halonas Adin because they all said Chayiv, and Halonas Adin won't be meaningful. So maybe another Bezin, maybe another Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel can be done the case. Or maybe another Sanhedrin Tana can't be done the case because Mayul made this one from the other one. Maybe the Sanhedrin Doyle can be done the case. That's what the Yosamech raises a possibility. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that side, to say that the Sanhedrin Doyle is like an appeals court, that if the Sanhedrin Tana of Chav Gimel is paralyzed because they can't do Halonas Adin, so no other Sanhedrin Tana can be done the case, but Sanhedrin Doyle can, you go to a higher court. He thought that there is no such thing in Halach. Some Rishonim say before that there is such a thing. And Rav Soloveitchik thought that it didn't make any sense. He thought that Svara, that line in the Arsamech, he didn't like. But there's room to say, only if a Sanhedrin Doyle started to be done the case, Meikor Adaita Ayin Aleph Yesivus, it can't be judged with a Bezin of Chav Gimel. So if Sanhedrin Doyle is paralyzed, no other Bezin can do. But if Sanhedrin Tana is paralyzed, he can take the guy to another Sanhedrin Tana. Or should I say, no, maybe that's called Yatsumi Bezin Zakai, Emachzir Moselochav, but it wasn't Yatsumi Bezin Zakai. It was really Yatsumi Bezin Chayev, but you can't, they're paralyzed because they can't do Ahalon HaSadin, they can't proceed. So that's the Yosamech was Mesupik. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, like that side in the Yosamech, that is also called Yatsumi Bezin Zakai, Emachzir Moselochav.
What happened?
Mm-hmm. He asked how the Rav reads the beginning of Parshas Yisro. Yitro.
How does the Beit Din know what's Davar HaGadol? If a smaller Beit Din didn't see it first.
How does Bez know what's one?
A Davar HaGadol. If a smaller Beit Din didn't see it first, and then they pass it up to the bigger Beit Din.
What do you mean, how do they know? If they're judging a Melech or a Kohen Gadol, So they have to send it to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's Ayin Aleph. And if it's a head yotzo, it's a judge by 23. Or if they or if they're listening to the case and they don't know what the din is, then it's a dobra kosher. They didn't know in advance it's going to be a dobra kosher. They realize in the middle that this is too much for them. So then it says they go to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's in the middle of there. But over here, it's not in the middle. They gave a psak already. They gave a psak, but they can't proceed. They're paralyzed. They can't proceed. So that's a shaila. Is there such a thing that you go to the Bez Nagodol afterwards? On the assumption that the Poshim Shat is Potramosa, they acquit him. And you don't learn like this Rambam with the Yad Rambam, only Poshu Kulam Letchila Lechoiva. So let's say they had a whole Dion, the 23 Dayanim had a whole Dion, and 22 said Chayiv Misa, and the 23rd Dayan also holds Chayiv Misa, they're holding by the final vote. And the 23rd Dayan wants him to get the death penalty, but he's faced with a dilemma. He's going to say Chayiv, it's going to come out that it's going to be Potter, because if they all say Chayiv, it's Potter. Is he allowed to say B'sheker, Potter, in order to bring about the result that it should be Chayiv Misa? Does he have to say his honest opinion? Or should he see to it that the din should be fulfilled the way he holds? He's the last one to vote. 23 said Chayiv, Chayiv, Chayiv. 22 said Chayiv. Now the 23rd one. So this is a famous suffix. The Rechaim and Chumash has this suffix.
What heter would he have to lie about what he believes?
Maybe he's supposed to voice an opinion that should bring about the halacha as he sees it fit.
Where do we see that concept that you should lie in order to see the way you should the halacha should be?
Okay, that's what the Arachaim thinks, that that's pshat in the pasuk. Pshuto shel mikra, he thinks, l'siach ram l'rois, that you shouldn't say chayiv. You shouldn't, how does he say pshat? I think he says you have to give your honest opinion. You're not allowed to be mishaker. You're not allowed to be mishaker. Yeah. It's a funny shayla. 23rd dayan. If you're going to say chayil, it'll turn out that he's potter. Is he allowed to be mishaker? Okay. Interesting. What does the Gemara continue? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Moshivim Sanhedrin, El Bali Koyma, Bali Chochma, Bali Mare, Bali Zikno. What kind of a din is this? So we have aloche. They say v'tokum v'hadarta p'nei zokim. You have to show v'hadarta. You have to show kovod for talmid chachamim. Then the Gemara has a drasha. Gemara says there was a tana who darshaned every time it says s. S is always marbe. Rachel spoiler came. S or shamayim. S or aretz. S is always marbe something. Kimishi gear when he reached the pasuk s or shamalkecha tira pirish. He stopped darshaning s. Because what can you be marbe? That not only should you have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should have fear of someone else who's toffled, who's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. S is always something that's toffled to the thing that it says. Like, lo yeyochel es b'sora, by Shora Nisko. Lo yeyochel es b'sora, es ha-toffel b'sora, that the or is also asapanoa, the hide. Not only the basa, the flesh of Shora Nisko is asapanoa, the hide, the skin is also asapanoa. Or it says Verachetz es b'sara b'mayim. So a person is tamei, so he has to be toivel in the mikveh. So let's say a woman has long hair. So if they're toivel in the mikveh, it's not enough that their body is below the water. You require all the hair should be below the surface of the water. Also, because Yidarshan Verachetz es b'sara b'mayim es atofel b'sara, that refers to the seyar. So es is always something that's toffel to the original thing. So what are you going to say here? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what can you say over here? Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fear some other being who's tuffled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's that? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. There's only one God, Hashem Echad. There's no other power in the world. So Pirish, so the Tana stopped giving all the drushes, and he told the Talmidim they should throw out all the notes. He told the Talmidim, said, what's going to be with all the shurim that you gave? And all the drushes, everything is wrong. Just like I got reward for attempting to say what I thought was Torah's emes. He thought that S is a room to darshan. S was written in the Chumash with a kavana. So now I'll get tzchar. Now I realize it's all wrong. So now I'll get tzchar for throwing out all the notes. It's all false Torah. Al shevar Rabbi Akiva, believe it, Rabbi Akiva came along. He said, no, you do darshan S. Lo yochel S b'sara refers to S. Hatofel b'sara goes on the or. And Brochet says b'sar b'mayim, es b'sar goes on the seyer, es hatofel, es hatof b'sar, and es hashan lokechatir le'rabbis talmidei chachamim. The talmidei chachamim are the closest things that are tofel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halavai, the talmidei chachamim are so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're tofel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So not only is there a din that you have to have yiras shamayim, you have to have mara rabbach ke mara shamayim. That's where the expression comes from. It says in the Mishnah, mara rabbach ke mara shamayim, because it's es hatofel, es hashem lokech hatira. Moira, Talmid HaChacham has learned that from that pasuk of Moira Hashem, es hashem lokech hatira, Moira Rabbah Gemara Shemayim. So Tosfos comments on that Gemara that there's a difference between Rabbah Muvik and Rabbah She'ena Muvik. When I was a little boy, I learned by a Rebbe, he taught me Alephes. Then I moved on, another Rebbe taught me Chumash. Then another Rebbe taught me Mishnais. Then another Rebbe taught me Haskalos Gemara. I happened to be fortunate. I was a little boy right after I was born in the middle of the Second World War. So my rabbeim were big Talmid HaChachamim. They had learned in Europe in the yeshivas. My Rabbi Yankelevich, the Chon Lebracha, was my rebbe before my bar mitzvah at the age of 12 or 11. I forgot about it. When I was a little boy, he knew all of Gemara. He was teaching us Chumash. He taught us Chumash. He knew Chumash and Rashi. He knew all the Gemara. I was fortunate. So I learned by a lot of rabbeim, but it's not Rabbi Muvuk. That's Rabbi Sheda Muvuk. And then later on, Rabbi Muvuk is the Rebbe that you learned by, you learned so much. Sherav Chachmasa Hemenu. What do you mean, Rav Chachmasa Hemenu? That's a question, Rabbi Muvuk. What it means, the 51% of all of the knowledge that he has, he got from that Rebbe. That's what it sounds like, Rav Chachmasa Hemenu. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, he thinks that's difficult to say like that. He thought that it meant the Rebbe who made him, who formed his Torah personality. The Rebbe who had the most influence on him. Because Bizman HaZeh, rov of our knowledge is from Svarim that we read. So some Balei HaTosfos are saying, the tshuvas of the Balei HaTosfos, some of them write, that there's no concept of Rabba Muvuk any longer Bizman HaZeh, because Rav Chachmasa is from Svarim. Rav Chachmasa is no longer from a living Rebbe. Most of our learning we gain by reading Svarim. So there's no individual person, there's no human being that you can say Rav Chachmasa. Rav Soloveitchik thought that Rav Chachmasa Hemenu still is possible, even though rov of our knowledge of information is by reading Svarim on our own, not really by listening, because the whole Torah Shabbat Pez is all written down today. But the Rav Chachmasa Hemenu is still applying, means the one who made me into the Torah personality that I am, if I am, if the person is a Torah personality. So the one who formed his personality is that. So the Tosfos points out that this din, sometimes there's a din Vahadarta Pnezok and Vahadarta is covered, and sometimes a din Mora Rabbah Kemora Shemaim. Esa Shem Lakechatra, the Rabbah Tamir Cham. What does it mean, Mora? The Mora means an extra degree of covered, covered square. So you only require Mora Rabbah Kemora Shemaim by Rabbi Muvuk. By Rabbi Shane Muvuk, there's a din of covered Tamir Chacham. I have to stand up when my Rebbe walks in, who taught me Alephes. At that time, he was my Rebbe. And the Rebbe walks in who taught me Chumash, and the Rebbe walks in and taught me Gemara, even though now I know how to learn just as well as the Rebbe, maybe better. But since at one stage in my development, he was my Rebbe, so that's, I'm a Talmud Chover. At one time I was a Talmud, and now we're on the same level. That's called the Talmud Chover. He's Rebbe She'ena Muvuk. So when the Rebbe Muvuk comes into the room, you have to have Moira. You have to have a greater degree of Chover. Rabbi She'ena Muvuk walks in, so there's only a din of kavod. There's no din of moira.
What about today when in elementary schools they have women teaching?
Okay.
They teach Chumash and Alephes.
Okay. So you have to stand up for them too? Okay. If she was your Rebbe, that's Rabbi Shaina Muvuk? Okay. So who's considered Rabbi Muvuk? The one who had such a main influence on me. Rav Chachmasa Hemenu. So the Tosfos in Brachas points out that when Shmuel was a little boy, his mother brought him to Eli HaKoyen at the age of three, because she pledged that she's going to, if she has a baby, she's going to give the baby to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then the Gemara tells the whole story that Shmuel issued an opinion in learning in the presence of Eli HaKohen. Eli HaKohen said, you're right. He said that Shechitah Ksheira Bizar, that Shechitah's Karbonos doesn't require a Kohen. You only require a Kohen. Shechitah is an Avoida, but Benegeta, this din Shechitah Lab Avoida he. You don't require a Kohen for the Shechitah's Kachin. The Kabbalah V'Elech Mitzvah's Kuna. The Dalar Avoida Saddam, that on the Ikuv Shechitah Kabbalah Halacha Zrik. You only need a Kohen from Kabbalah V'Elech. But Eli HaKohen said, yeah, the drasha that you said is a good drasha, you're right, but Yechayiv Misa, because you're Mara Halacha Bifnei Rabbah. So Tosfos says, he never met him before. He was a little baby. He never met Eli HaKohen before. How can he be Chayiv Misa? He's not Rabbi. He's not his Rebbe at all. So Tosfos answers that the Gdoli Hador have the status of Rabbi Muvok, even though you never learned by them. So that's quoted Lalocha in Shulchan Aruch. They quote that Tosfos Lalocha, that if someone is one of the Gdoli Hador, he has the status of Rabbi Muvok of everybody in the generation. So who are appointed as the members of the Bezna Gadol? So we assume, we hope that it's true, we assume that the Bezna Gadol is not a political institution that you buy your way in. Unfortunately, the Bezna Gadol during periods in the Baisheni was a political institution. People would buy from the Goyishe King the right to function as the Kohen Gadol. That's why every year they would have a different Kohen Gadol. They used to call it the mayor's office, the Lishkas Palhedrin, because just like every year they switched the mayor, so every year they would switch the Kohen Gadol. Because someone else would buy the position of Kohen Gadol. That's how the Gemara says in the first Perek in Yuma, that the Lishkas Kohen Gadol was known as the Lishkas Palhedrin. Palhedrin is the mayor. So they called it the mayor's office. So every year there was a different Kohen Gadol. So the members of the Sanhedrin were really the Gdoli Hador of the generation. So they had the din of Rabbi Muvok of all of the people in that generation. When Agudas Yisrael was originally founded in Europe, and they decided they wanted to have a Vad Moetzes Gdoli HaTorah. So Rabbi Chana, they have a letter from Rabbi Chana Wasserman that he suggested that the group, the Vad Moetzes Gdoli HaTorah, should not be, the membership in that group should not be restricted dafke to members of the Aguda. Maybe there's some Gdoli Hador who, for some reason or another, right or wrong, don't want to join the Aguda. But if they're Gdoli Hador, they should be included in that committee of Vad Moetzes Gdoli Hador. His suggestion was not accepted. His suggestion was not accepted. So Memele, the Vad Moetzes Gdoli Hador, there was a political organization. If they would have listened to him, it would have been above politics, but it's not.
What constitutes this halachic status of Gdoli Hador?
That's a very serious question. I don't know the answer. Unfortunately, we don't have Gedoli Hador that everybody agrees to. The Satmar HaSidim swear that their Rebbe is the Gedoli Hador. The Lubavitchers swear that their Rebbe is the Gedoli Hador. The Belz swear their Rebbe is the Gedoli Hador. And at Panevish, they say that their Rosh Yeshiva. Every Yeshiva claims that their Rosh Yeshiva is the Gedoli Hador. How can you have 1,000 Gedoli Hador? You have to pick the top of the list of Gedoli Hador. Each group... In the days of the Tanoim, the days of Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says in the end of Brochus, next to the last daf Brochus, Rabbi Akiva had the right to be Mekadosh Chadoshim and Ba'aba Shana B'chutz Loretz, because it was clear to everyone that he neach kemoisa Be'eretz Yisrael. He was an undisputed God Melador. We live in a generation where there's so much pirud. There's no undisputed person who's the God Melador. There's no undisputed person. This one is great in this area, that one is great in the other area. That's part of the curse of the period that we have. So we assume that the members of the Bezna Gadol are supposed to be the Gdoli Hador. It's supposed to be above politics. So that's that. The Gdoli Hador have the status of Rabbi Muvok. So by Rabbi, by plain Rabbi, there's a din of Kovod. By Rabbi Muvok, there's a din of Moira. So that's what the Gemara says. You have to pick as members of the Bezna Gadol, Bale Koima, Bale Mare, tall, handsome, Bale Zikna, not, they shouldn't be too young, they should be proper age, they should command respect from the public. They shouldn't be sloppy dressers, they should be tall and handsome and well-groomed and so on. They should be able to command respect from the public in order that the public should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Meira.
There's no idea of like having a Gadol Hador, the Gedolim of the modern Orthodox, they have their Gedolim, and these people have, they have a status of Gadol Hador, but just These people have to be.
I didn't hear.
The modern Orthodox have to be no hig for their Gedolim, status of God Lador and the other whatever.
Each group has their own God Lador, so that's a joke. You have to pick who are the top Gedolim Hador. So it's not undisputed. So that's it. We live in a generation where there's so much machlekes on everything. So we can't even agree who the Gedolim Hador are. It's very unfortunate. I think that's what you raise, no? Each group has their own God Lador. Each group of Hasidim and every yeshiva can swear that their Rosh Yeshiva, their Rebbe, is the God Lador. So it can't be. You have 1,000 Gedolim Hador. These are the top 1,000 people in the door.
But they have a status of Gadol, so therefore there's Mora to them. There's a sense of Yira for your own Gadol. Is it the Rebbe Mubak forever I consider a Gadol, or forever everyone considers a Gadol?
I mean, at least that group who thinks that person is the God, at least they should show Mora to him. Okay, if they're really convinced that he's such the God Lador, let's see if they'll show Mora to him. Okay, some groups will, some groups will not. Okay. So that's the first part of their murmur. You have to have Bale Koima, tall, Bale Mara, handsome, Bale Zikno. They shouldn't be too young. They should be a little older, Bale Chochman. They should be intelligent. They should command the respect of the public. Then there should be Balik Shofim. What do they have to know Balik Shofim for? So Rashi explains. Because there's one of the people who's Chai Misa is Mechashef Aloy Sechaya. But the Mishnah says later in Sanhedrin, Mechashef Aloy Sechaya depends. Sometimes on Kishuf you Chai Misa, and sometimes you're not Chai Misa. On Samach Zayin Amir Aleph. So the Gemara says on Samach Ches Amir Aleph, Rabbi Akiva was walking once with Rabbi Blazer, and he started and he asked him, "Tell me the secrets, which kishuv are you chai mis, which kishuv not?" And he told him which yeah, which no. So in order to be a member of the Bez Nagoda, you have to be able to paskin on all of these issues of kishuv. So he has to know that too. You have to know that's part of Torah. You know Hilchas Treif, you have to know what an animal looks like. You have to know Hilchas Kalayim, you have to know what different grains look like. When there's an Easter climb, there's not an Easter climb. You have to know a lot of things to be able to paskin and call out Tarkul. They also have to be Yodim Shivim Loshen Shleit Hesen Shamas Mipi HaMedurgamon. There's a din, Eid Mipi Eid is no good, Rashi says. Eid Mipi Eid is no good. So when the Eidim testify in front of Bezdin, the members of the Bezdin have to understand all of the languages. They should be able to be Mikabali Eidis. Yeah. That's the Shaila that we discussed previously. The machlek is between the Rav Sadia Gaon and the Ramban HaChumash. Rav Sadia Gaon wrote an Arabic translation of the Chumash. So he writes on the pasuk, "Kal pishnayim edim al pishlosh edim yumas hameis lo yumas al pi'ed achod." So the Tanoim in the Mishnah in the first perik in Makkos raised the question, "Imis kayem seidus b'sayim and lamed part loch hakosa b'shlosha." Why does it say al pishnayim al shlosha edim? Shnayim edim and above. It's self understood. Shlosha is good. Two is good. So it means lakishnayim l'shlosha. For the various halachas, such as Zomakulam, Trekemeya, and so on and so forth. But that's all drushes of Torah Shabbat. What's the Pshut Roshon Mikra? So the Rav Sadia Gaon says that he claims Pshut Roshon Mikra is Al Bishnayim Eidim Al Bishlosha Dayonim. It's very difficult. How did that fit in itself? Bishnayim Eidim Al Bishlosha Eidim? Doesn't say Dayonim. How is Pshut Roshon Mikra? There's not even a drusha. What Rav Sadia Gaon said is a pel. So Rabban quotes it, and he doesn't agree. He gives a different Pshut Roshon Mikra. But so that's a machlekes, that's a beferisha machlekes. When you have a case of din in the nefashas that you need 23 dayonim to judge the case, do you require all 23 dayonim to be mekabelators? Because Kabbalah says so. All 23 have to understand all the languages. If the eder is going to give agadas eders in English, the dayonim only speak Yiddish. They only speak Ivrit. So how can they be mekabelators in English or in French or in Spanish, whatever language the fellow says? So is it sufficient with Kabbalah Seder of Nefesh, is sufficient with Bezin of 3, or do you need 23? So that's a Beferish and Machlokes. So that's a Machlokes on Omid Beis. Shnayim L'dabe V'echad L'shmoya. We already discussed that. How many members of the Sanhedrin have to understand Kol Loshon? So Rashi learns that you only need 3, even a case of 71, even a case of Novi Asheka, Melech V'Kohen Gadol, that you need 71 Dayanim to adjudicate the case. The Kabbalah Seder of the case can be taken care of with a Bezin of 3. Kabbalah, if it's a Sanhedrin Tana case, that a Bezin of 3 can be mekabelated. According to the other Rishonim, according to the Ramban, you can't read Pshat like that. So Rabban is a different shot anymore. What it means, Shnaim the Daba Vechadushmoy. But that's the din. Sanhedrin should not be Shamas Mitiya Miturgamon. That'll be a violation of Eid Mipiya. Okay. I have to stop here. Let's see, tomorrow. Tomorrow I have to give. Tomorrow I have to give a shiur to a group of smicha students till after 1. So should we start the shiur at 1:15, or should we have the shiur in the morning? Let's see. I have to start the shiur at 12:05, so we can have a shiur starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Normal amount of time, or we can have the shiur starting at 1:15. And have a shorter shiur.
Should we do a vote?
We need a vote. Democratic vote. Okay, so you let me know. Okay. I apologize, I have to leave. I have to see a doctor. Maybe I'll be able to hear tomorrow.
The Kutzker's one. You know what? That they also have to have a